A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, the gifts and the call of God are irrevocable. Just as you once disobeyed God, but now have received mercy, because of their disobedience, so they have now disobeyed in order that, by virtue of the mercy shown to you, they too may now receive mercy. For God delivered all to disobedience, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depths and the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God! How inscrutable are his judgments and how unsearchable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has given him anything that he may be repaid? For from him and through him and for him are all things. To God be glory forever. Amen. The word of the Lord. Lord, in your great love, answer me. But I am afflicted and in pain. Let your saving help, O God, protect me. I will praise the name of God in song, and I will glorify him with thanksgiving. Lord, in your great love, answer me. See, you lowly ones, and be glad, you who seek God. May your hearts revive. For the Lord hears the poor, and his own who are in bonds he spurns not. Lord, in your great love, answer me. For God will save Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah. They shall dwell in the land and own it, and the descendants of his servants shall inherit it, and those who love his name shall inhabit it. Lord, in your great love, answer me. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine in the home of one of the leading Pharisees. He said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your sisters or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have your repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. And so we see Jesus doing social justice again, and again people today hate that. Don't like that at all. Just stick with the religion, Jesus, and you're going to be fine. Bishops, priests, just stick with the religious stuff. Tell me how to get to heaven and shut up. But that ain't what Jesus does. Jesus is always involved in what's going on. So he's telling you, like, okay, all of us who are pretty good people, we go to daily mass, huh? He says, listen, when you have a banquet, when you have a party, don't just invite your friends, oh please, because they're going to invite you back, you're going to have a fine time. But go ahead and invite the poor, those who can't take care of themselves, those who are blind, invite them. Then you'll be repaid for eternal life. So he's calling us to reach out to the poor. It's not an option. But he says, you see, this is what gets you to heaven. When you take care of others, when you're more concerned about others, when you're sitting there and taking care of the poor, you want to go to heaven? Do this. Because he says, for you will be repaid in the resurrection of the righteous. So again and again and again, Jesus calls us to forget about ourselves, to focus on others, as we heard yesterday in the gospel. And when we learn this, then we enter the kingdom. So today we can dismiss Jesus as a social justice nut, or we can do what he says. It's totally up to you. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us